Zorba Pastor on Your Health is pre-recorded. From Buck Studio at Wisconsin Public Radio, this is Zorba Pastor on Your Health. I'm Carl Christensen, and I'm here with family doc Zorba Pastor. We'll spend the next hour with you in our virtual doctor's office.
But we are real.
We're real.
We are not virtual.
I promise you.
And we are not AI.
We're not either. We will talk healthy living. We'll walk you through a healthy recipe. We'll get to some of your phone calls, some of your emails, and a few voicemails. It's a joyful take on living well. And if you have a question for the good doc, the number to call anytime is 800-462-7413. That's 800-462-7413. And along with those calls, we're going to discuss a few healthy living topics.
Right, right. Food assistance. So as many of you may know, there's been a reduction in SNAP benefits. SNAP used to be called food stamps. As we reduce those benefits, what effect does it have on older adults? Because many people who receive those benefits are older, many of them on fixed incomes. Then we're also going to talk about hepatitis B vaccine, the history of it, why we give it to kids, and some questions about it.
Okay. And what's our special recipe?
Lemon pasta. Easy, delicious, wonderful. If you like pasta and you've never had something, think about it. Lemon pasta, the taste of lemon with pasta. You will like this recipe. It is dynamite.
Sounds good to me. To the phones we go at 800-462-7413. Again, that's 800-462-7413. Let's try to help out a caller now in Wautoma, Wisconsin. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How can we help you?
Well, my husband has restless leg syndrome.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And he's had it for a number of years.
Right.
And it's increased. Mm-hmm. And he takes ropinirole for it.
Okay.
And recently,
it's a good drug.
50 milligrams. Mm-hmm. And recently his doctor said, you can increase it. Take two instead of just one.
Sure.
And he does that, but it doesn't always help.
Uh-huh.
So what I've done as an alternative, so I'm looking for something besides med. What I've done is he's walked around before going to bed, and then I rub his legs with lavender oil, pure lavender oil.
Nice.
From his ankles to his knees.
Great idea. Every night?
Every night, unless he's too tired.
How wonderful. How long have you guys been married?
It'll be 44 years.
Is that all? Just 44 years? So wait a second. I want to get this straight. So your husband has restless leg syndrome, and you want it to be better because, you don't want to be bothered by his restless leg. So every night you sweetly have him in bed and rub his legs with lavender oil. How wonderful is that? That's a loving thing to do for your husband. Has it worked?
Sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Not all the time. So it wakes him up, and then he gets up maybe 11 o'clock or so and has to walk.
Right.
And then come back to bed.
So have you done stretching exercises? If you go to the web and you look at exercises for ankle rehabilitation, Bob and Brad YouTube. I like Bob and Brad. They're physical therapists. They do a great job. And put down ankle rehab or ankle surgery, and they'll give you exercises for that. This is not from his ankle, but what it does is it ends up stretching the muscles in the calf, the gastrocnemius and the soleus muscles, and will often get them to relax. And if he does that before he goes to sleep, that may help him too.
Okay.
It's very good for Charlie horses, and it's good for that. And one of the other simple exercises he can do is you stand against the wall, facing the wall, and you go up and down slowly, just like toes, up, down. Mm-hmm. Slow is the answer. Up, down, up, down, which works well. Another one, which is a variation, is you stand on a stair, in a staircase. You make sure that you have a good stable hold on the stair. Do it on the bottom stair, not the top stair. And you do the same thing. You put your foot down and you go up and down. In other words, you're going actually down. So that's also exercising the muscle a different way. So at the bottom of a stair, you do it 10 times. When you're against the wall, you do it 10 times, Bob and Brett. And continue with the lavender oil because it's a great idea. I know that counter-irritants like a Bengay will work, but if I use Bengay, and I've used it every so often, it makes me feel, I don't feel sick, but I feel like I'm an ill person because I use it for ill. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like Vicks VapoRub. Whereas lavender oil, that would be wonderful.
Smells great.
Yeah, it smells great. So I would continue with the You know, smells have many, many different psychological issues. So those two stretches, Bob and Bren YouTube, continue with the lavender oil, and your marriage is stable.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much. Thanks for sharing that with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You take care. Okay. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
You know, this is a good example of, quote, a folk remedy. I mean, is it a folk remedy? I think of sometimes folk remedies are old, but folk remedies are new. I mean, it means non-scientifically shown remedies, and a lot of those are really important remedies. And so we've always tried through the show to be able to find a balance between what works and what doesn't work. So hepatitis B vaccine, I believe in it. I think it's useful. Get the information. You may find it useful, too. And then we have the other side of wellness, which is, you know, doing stretchness exercise. And then we have lavender oil. And the best health is actually to combine all of those together. It's not just science. It's science and the art of wellness.
Thanks so much for that call at
800-462-7413. 800-462.
You say it.
7413.
Yeah. Let's do our first healthy living topic, Zorba. This is a new study. Food assistance benefits are tied to slower cognitive decline in older adults.
Well, the reduction. Yeah. So we have to kind of talk about this. Here it is, you know, the wealthiest country in the world, you know, huge number of people, and we give food assistance, and then, you know, what happens? These benefits, SNAP benefits, come and go. And we know if you don't get enough food, you basically begin to decline in many, many different ways. So let's talk about kids. I'll tell you about a kid in the office. Do your kids have breakfast in the morning?
Yeah, they usually do.
They usually. What does that mean?
They do. I should say that.
Yeah, but it is.
They have cereal
oatmeal. I was in the office the other day talking to a teenager doing a well physical. I said, do you have breakfast? And she said, no, I don't have time, basically. So I said, well, what time do you eat dinner? And she said, I ate dinner 6 o'clock in the evening, okay? And then what time is lunch? You know, she said, lunch is about noon at school. So I said, you're basically fasting 6 o'clock in the evening until noon the next day. Mm-hmm. It's like you're fasting something like 18 hours a day where there's no calories in there. Well, many people, when they lose benefits, if they're not looking right, they're actually fasting, and they don't realize it. And some of these people have major problems, you know, because they may have physiological and other problems, especially the elderly and the young. And so this particular study looked at the reduction in SNAP benefits in households, where basically what happened to them cognitively when they had a reduction in benefits. And lo and behold, they don't think as well because they don't have enough calories, especially true, once again, very young, very old, kids that are growing, teenagers. And I think this is a major problem. And if you look at food pantries around the country, it's a major issue because food pantries also get a lot of food federally. Mm-hmm. So this is a complicated problem. You always have enough food in your house, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever not had enough food in your lifetime?
No, I can't remember that. No. We've always had.
Have you ever worried that there wasn't enough to eat?
No, I haven't. Uh-huh.
What about when you went to college?
Yeah, I mean, but still, I was still eating, you know, at the cafeteria when I was a freshman.
Uh-huh. I always had enough money for food, but I had to choose between liquid milk or powdered milk. And if I had powdered milk, then I could buy a tomato. Nothing to do with the amount of nutrition, but I was on a pretty rigid budget. But I never worried that I didn't have enough because I always had Chef Boyardee. Ramen noodles and, you know, Kraft. Actually, mine was Kraft macaroni and cheese, which, by the way, I still periodically love, give it to the kids.
Yeah.
But this is an issue, a very important issue that's important. So if you know somebody who has a reduction in benefits or you know possibly of them, then a food pantry may be a part of that initial answer. And the other issue is we have to think about how we're going to get enough food to those who are in need in the country. And the reduction in some of these benefits is a cognitive issue. And if for a growing child with a growing mind, this can be a lifetime of problems. So I think we have to step up and figure out how we're going to feed those who are less fortunate than we are.
800-462-7413. That's 800-462-7413. You can call the show anytime.
Anytime.
Leave us a voicemail. Let's go to one of those voicemails now. This is from a listener in Wisconsin.
I am on a blood pressure medicine, a blood thinner, and a low-dose aspirin because I have a stent because I had a AAA. And I've noticed that since I've been on one of these, I'm not sure which one is causing it, I have a little loss of my equilibrium, and I'm wondering if that is a common thing. Thank you. Goodbye.
Really good point. Really good point. So, first of all, loss of equilibrium, bad. Bad thing, because you can, guess, anybody, fall.
Sure.
If you fall at a certain age, over the age of 65, fracture your hip, 25% chance you'll be dead within a year and a half to 2 years for a whole bunch of reasons. So you don't want to fall. And the answer is, yeah, sometimes it may be the medicines. Blood thinner, unlikely. Blood pressure medicine, yeah, blood pressure might be too low. So what do you do about it? Well, first of all, you got to call your healthcare provider. You got to say, look, my equilibrium is off. I'm a little bit dizzy. What's going on? That's number one. You've got it. Number two, go to the pharmacy where you're getting your meds. Or if you're getting a mail order, you can call up and talk to a pharmacist and say which meds may cause disequilibrium. And then you've got to look at the stuff you're taking over the counter. So a lot of people have disequilibrium or dizziness because they're not getting to sleep and they're taking a Tylenol PM. Whoa, Tylenol PM is Benadryl. Benadryl may help you sleep at night but make you dizzy during the day and not feeling good. So this is where you have to look at all the medicines. And the answer is likely that one of his medicines may be doing it. Likely doesn't mean that's it. If it's not that, might be something else. So he needs a visit.
800-462-7413. That's 800-462-7413.
And one of the reasons we've been doing this show for years, I mean, 35 years, I'm the same age as I've always been. 35 years, I haven't gotten a day.
You have an age?
I have not gotten a day older. Actually, I listen to my voice from 35 years ago. My voice is about the same. I used to, when I was a kid, I hated my voice because it was so high. I wanted to be, you know, like Arnie Schwimmer because his voice here was really low voice, you know, and I wanted to be like him, but I'm not like him. But anyway. That's another story.
Arnie
Getting
Schwimmer.
Back.
Getting I haven't heard Arnie Schwimmer before
no,
on the show.
No, he was a great
was
guy.
Was he a childhood
wonderful
friend?
Guy. Yeah, but not particularly, but he had...
He just had a great voice.
He was the first boy in the class to become a man. That's really what it was.
Gotcha.
So we all sort of looked at that. Having gone to my 60th reunion, that's a long time, high school reunion. Anyway, I don't want to talk about Arnie Schwimmer. I want to talk about disequilibrium. And the answer is, one of the reasons we do the show is so that you can get information to go and make your life better because you begin to ask questions. And asking questions gives you answers. And a lot of people go, well, I don't know. I don't want to talk to the physician. I don't want to send a note on my chart. And the answer is the best patient is the informed patient. And that's what we do in the show and have done for 35 years.
It's a long time.
Yep.
800-462.
Same age, once again, same age, 35
years. 800-462-7413. That's 800-462-7413. All right, before we take a break, Zorba, let's take a listener email. The following question came from Natalie in Green Bay, Wisconsin, who writes, Zorba, first, I'd like to say that I've been a fan of yours for many years.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm
thank
very
you.
Sorry to hear that your show will no longer be on the air. Best of luck with whatever is next for you and Carl and the rest of your team. And speaking of Carl, I've always wanted to ask, where does...
That's what I always say, speaking of Carl.
That's right. Where does he come up with those theme songs for the Grammar Police, Disagreeing with the Doc, Quackery, etc.? Thanks for all the great advice and laughs over the years.
Well, you're
Should
the one
I take
to
this one?
That. Yeah, you got to take
yeah.
it. You take your part, I'll take my part. You first.
So when I first... So 13 years ago, I started producing this show.
Wow.
13, it's been 13. I haven't aged either, right?
Yeah, 13 you don't look years. A day over 13, right?
Yeah, I started
you started 13.
There you go.
And now you're 26. Right. We get them young.
Yeah. And when I came in, I wanted to add more music to the show. I mean, the show has been a great show. It's been on for decades. But I thought it'd be fun to add some more music to the show. So for these segments like Quackery or Grammar Please, I thought, let's do some jingles. Let's make some jingles. So I made some jingles for each of these segments. And I based them on, and this is, I don't know if many people listening know this, but I based them on songs from the 1980s. This is kind of a How the Sausage is Made moment here.
So I didn't know this either.
You didn't know,
And I've been sitting here for 13 years
with me.
Wondering where the jingles came from.
Where do these
every
dumb songs come from?
I go, I see where the
So we're going to run through a couple of these things. So what I did, I made some mashups of the theme song and also where, like the origin stories of each of these songs, what song I derived them from. So let's start with the Grammar Police. This is from a song by The Police. Have you ever heard The Police? The band from So this is a song by The Police called So Lonely. Let's hear this one.
Oh, I love it.
Hear the resemblance?
I love it, totally. I love it. I love it. I had no idea.
Yeah. Well, this is How the Sausage is Made. This is so Disagreeing with the Doc was based on Billy Idol's song, Dancing with Myself. Dancing with myself.
Dancing with myself. Disagreeing. Oh, I love it.
A little slower.
I had no idea. I love it. I love this education. Please go on.
Oh, there's more.
Beneath the come on, go for it. It's like
pulling
what's
back
beneath
the curtain
the
here.
Pulling
yeah.
back the curtain.
Facebook feedback's more of a deep cut. This is from a song by El DeBarge called Who's Johnny? It was from a movie called Short Circuit about a robot. I don't know if you remember that movie. It's kind of a weird movie.
Sounds amazing.
Let's hear this one.
I like
one.
Weird movies.
Yeah. Oh man, it doesn't get more 80s than this.
I love this. I didn't know this was going on.
Yeah, this is all behind the scenes here. Caller comments was, have you ever heard of the band Asia? They're another 80s band, kind of a super group. They had a song, pretty good song called Heat of the Moment, and this is what I based caller comments on.
This is a bunch of caller comments. People calling us with their health tips.
It was the heat of the moment.
This is an education. This is an education.
And then Judge Zorba was, of course, the People's Court with Judge Wapner.
Yeah,
remember that? That's from the show.
Yeah.
I don't. We need to play that one. And then finally, so this one's kind of funny. Quacking Up with Dr. Zorba was based on the song "Eye of the Tiger" by Survivor from Rocky. "Eye of the Tiger." That was
Rocky.
The theme song.
Rocky.
Yeah.
Rocky. Oh.
Let's hear that one, Brad.
Really?
Quack it up.
I'm Rocky. I'm running up the stairs. I'm running up the stairs at the Art Museum in Philadelphia.
Where the statue is.
That statue. That's right. No statue during the movie. It came afterwards.
Came afterwards. That's right.
I love it.
So yeah, that's just a little a little deep dive into those
themes. No, I like that deep dive.
You learned something, Zorba.
No, I definitely learned something. I definitely learned something. And you know, you bring up you know we're not disappearing. I'm not gonna disappear. It's hard
You're not
for me
disappearing.
To disappear.
You're moving on to
flesh
bigger and better
blood.
Things.
Well, I my media presence will continue. I mean, our show, of course, after 35 years, is going to disappear.
We have a few more left, but
we have a few more shows. Yeah, it's going to disappear over time. You'll hear the last show when you hear the last show.
End of September.
But also, besides what I do on television, besides my columns, I do a lot of Facebook updates where I give lots of good information. I'll have other media things going on. If you search, remember Google?
Sure.
Before AI, there was Google.
There was Google.
Put my name in Google, and you will find other ways that I will communicate this because I can't stop doing it. And I'll just give you a bit of behind, like you gave me behind there. I remember I'm in medical school. It's the 1970s. You weren't even a thought in your parents. When did your parents get married?
Should know that. I don't know. I was born in the 70s, though.
Yeah, you were
Does
born
that
in
help
the 70s.
Story
yeah,
or not?
Yeah. What year were you born?
77.
So it's before you were born.
Okay.
I'm sitting, 1970, I'm sitting in medical school. Seriously, I'm sitting there, and they're saying, we believe in patient information. I'm looking at what goes out of patients, and I'm thinking, this is bull. I won't say the end of it.
Oh, yeah.
In their public radio.
Public radio.
We can't use the S word, but you know what
not
it is.
Not yet. We'll see.
And I thought, we're not doing anything. And then it occurred to me, I can do a better job. And then later in the 70s, came up with the fact that the way to teach people is through media. And media means radio, television, columns, books, podcasts.
Podcasts.
Podcasts. blogs. And the reality, I'm going to continue with this. It's not going to end. Search my name, you'll find it.
Have a healthy living question for Zorba? Just post it on our Facebook page or send us an email at
Zorba@WPR.org.
More of your calls to come, more of your emails and voicemails, and we're going to cook up some lemon pasta.
Delicious.
All coming up on Zorba Pasture on Your Health from PRX. Carl Christensen in Buck Studio in Madison, Wisconsin. We're doing Zorba Pasture
in the world,
on Your Health
in the universe,
show.
Yeah. In the Milky Way galaxy.
Everywhere.
That's
infinity.
Right.
Infinity.
That's right. We are a singularity.
Are we?
No, not quite. Not
we're
quite.
Plural?
Yeah,
we're what plural. Are we? We're doing plural. A show, right?
Yeah,
we're still doing
right.
a show.
We're electrons, neutrons, protons, the whole thing.
And you're wearing a Rocky Mountain National Park Colorado hat. It's got a moose on it.
Yeah,
oh, no, you're looking at your polo shirt. You're mashing up
when
two different places.
I got no Rocky Mountain hat.
Yep.
Because I loved it. And then when I went to see the polar bear.
Oh, yeah. Churchill, shirt. Canada shirt.
It was great.
Seaport Hotel.
It was wonderful.
Cool.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah, we heard about that a couple shows back. Anyways, we're doing a show still. If you have a question for Dr. Zorba, the number to call is 800-462-7413. That's 800-462-7413. But before we get back to the calls, let's do the recipe. We have lemon pasta.
So do you ever think of pasta and lemon together?
Not often. No.
No. It's like, I mean, when you think of lemon, it adds things to seafood, like fish, certainly. I think of lemon.
Oh, yeah.
It's wonderful. Added, I've got a wonderful garbanzo soup. I did pronounce it correctly. I didn't say garbanzo.
Yeah.
I said garbanzo after all these years.
You didn't take a grammatical sabbatical there, did you?
Grammatical sabbatical. But I think of lemon, but not with pasta. Let's get on to the recipe.
Sorry. Just a personality explosion.
It's the songs that did it. You finally were able to tell us.
It warmed me up.
Start out with 16 inches of linguine or any kind of long dry pasta.
You said inches, but I think it's ounces, right? 16 ounces. 16 inches of linguine is not that much, really.
No, it's not that much.
Let's do 16 ounces of linguine any long dry pasta.
2 tablespoonfuls. You're going to use some kosher salt.
2 big tea kosher salt.
3 lemons. Very important.
You got to use lemons.
Reconstituted lemon does not do it.
Mm-hmm.
At least 4 to 6 garlic cloves, thinly sliced. If you love garlic like I do, double it.
Okay, sounds good.
Some extra virgin olive oil, 3 or 4 tablespoonfuls.
All right.
Sun-dried tomatoes, 1/2 cup.
Okay.
Sun-dried tomatoes, you want to julienne them.
That sounds good. 1/2 cup of sun-dried tomatoes.
How do you think
tomatoes?
That's pronounced in French?
Julienne.
Yeah, julienne. Very
right?
good. Did you speak French?
No, I'm terrible at that.
Yeah, well, proving that once again, if somebody called up, they would say you definitely bastardized the whole thing. And we can say bastardized.
You can say that. Okay.
Bastardized is okay.
Public
it's
radio.
Right.
Yep.
No, but bastard, do you know what a bastard actually?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know that it used on birth certificates in Chicago? When I look at my birth certificate, it said, was the birth legitimate?
Wow.
On the birth certificate.
Do they still do that in Chicago?
No. They got rid of it.
That was a long time ago.
But imagine what that to end.
Yeah.
An illegitimate male birth is a bastard. Did you know that?
Sure. Yeah, I knew that.
See, you went to college.
Yeah.
A tablespoonful of white wine vinegar.
Big T, white wine vinegar.
It has other meanings too, by the way, just that I'd let you know.
White wine vinegar does, yeah.
Yeah. A couple tablespoonfuls of butter.
1 to 2 big T butter.
4 ounces of your favorite grated cheese, Parmigiano, Romano, or a combination of Romano, Parmigiano.
Sure, 4 ounces of cheese.
Some fresh basil, a couple ounces fresh basil, some fresh thyme, and ground black pepper.
All right, let's make it.
All right, make the pasta. Get the pasta and make it. Then using a microplane, remove the zest from the lemons as much as possible. Then put the lemon juice into a separate bowl and then combine the zest and the juice together. So you will now have lemony lemon juice, more than you normally have. And I haven't really even thought about that until this recipe. That you can make the lemon taste more lemon by adding zest to it.
Yeah, that's very lemony.
Have you ever thought about that?
I haven't, no. No, I don't do much zesting. But
you have a zest for life.
I do.
Yeah, that's
yeah. Right. And I used to use zest soap when I was a child.
Place the garlic in a small microwave-safe bowl.
It's there.
With enough, we're done with that. With enough olive oil to just cover the garlic. Okay, microwave on high, 30 seconds to a minute until the garlic is a little fragrant. Okay. And then add the sun-dried tomatoes, crushed red peppers, set it aside. Now, the stock pot is there. The pasta is made. Cook it according to, according to the directions. El dente. Did I say it right?
I think you.
El dente. I still fail.
Another grammatical sabbatical taken.
One on, one off. And near the end of cooking, you got to take some starchy water. That's very important. Mix everything together. Mm-hmm. And then basically, starchy water is important. If it seems too dry, you add a little bit of the starchy water.
Okay.
So don't throw all the water down the sink. When you do it, save a little bit. And yeah. You've got delicious lemon pasta. Put some extra cheese on the top of it. And you've got a great dish. And if you want a copy of this, go to...
Where? Facebook?
That's right. Or you can actually go to Facebook or zorbapastor.org. That's zorbapastor.org. And remember, I shall continue my presence on the web, the World Wide Web.
Yeah, the world, not the regional web, the World Wide Web. 800-462-7413. That's 800-462-7413. Let's go back to the phones now. Let's try to help out a caller in Knoxville, Tennessee. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My question for Dr. Zorba is, I've had migraines, chronic migraines, since 1998.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I've had pretty consistent migraines and headaches daily for the past 4 years.
Wow. So daily headaches that you have.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're all, in the migraine format, meaning they're all on my, most on my right side. I do have it with Aura from time to time. And I've seen specialists. I've gone, through a rigorous amount of testing to where recently mm-hmm. I was diagnosed with two different things. I was diagnosed with low pressure glaucoma.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I was also diagnosed through an MRI, a brain MRI, that I potentially have chronic idiopathic intracranial hypertension.
Oh, uh-huh. So do they think that may be responsible for that? Do they think it's a pressure issue in your ventricles, in your brain? Did
possibly.
They say that?
That's where the kind of a little bit of the frustration is coming from currently. Now, mm-hmm. I do know that I do not have swelling in the optic nerve, so mm-hmm. that's not
right.
The
so that's TIA a biggie. That's
caused by that.
Yeah, that's a biggie. By the way, I don't think it's the pressure in the brain that would be the question. I mean, the other, the glaucoma should not cause you pain, should not cause your headache.
Right. Okay, and that's good. Okay, because that was kind of a concern of mine, too.
No, it used to be called the thief in the night before we had good ways. Thief in the night because people didn't realize it was happening, and it affects peripheral vision. And, because you don't pay attention to your peripheral vision, so people could develop glaucoma because their peripheral vision is going first, and all of a sudden their vision gets more narrow and more narrow. And it was called a thief in the night because your night vision went first. But it's not, the intracranial pressure would be kind of the question, and then what do you do about that? I mean, and how bad is it? Did they suggest other testing for that?
Well, so they sent me to an orthopedic specialist mm-hmm. Because they were curious, could I have something going on with my neck that mm-hmm. might be causing it? They did a general, and plus they're trying to get an MRI of my spine or of my, neck and spine.
Mm-hmm.
Insurance uh-huh. will pay for it until I go through physical therapy.
Right. Yeah.
But
you can do that. Sometimes you got to jump through a few hoops to be able to get it because they don't want to pay. So insurance company's goal is to take your money and not pay your money. Right.
Exactly.
So you got to jump through hoops to get it. You want to get all the imaging that you can get that's not invasive to figure out if that's part of it.
Yeah. Huh. What's got me a little concerned is from everything that I have read and researched, it looks like a lumbar puncture is my next step, which mm-hmm. I'm not really looking forward to.
Uh-huh. They're not, on the basis of things, they're kind of scary to imagine, but people, once they have them done, They often say, gee, it didn't bother me as much as I thought. It's the thought of a needle going into your spine is really creepy, but it's frozen. It really is not specifically awful, painful stuff when they freeze it and do it the right way. And if you need an invasive test, that test is different from an invasive test such as going above in the skull. That'd be something that'd be much more scary. If this were me, I were going through this, and they said, we want to do a lumbar puncture, we also call an LP, to look at some other things, to look at the fluid there, I would do it. That's what I would do. I would say, okay. I would just go for it. Because it's the most non-invasive of the other procedures. And you can, I would also say, what information are you going to get out of the cerebral, out of the spinal fluid? What's the information you're going to get, and how can that affect my care?
Okay.
Does that help?
It does. I think for me, I'm curious, like, CIIH is not something I've ever heard of until now.
Yeah. I'm not that familiar with it. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, what is there anything I could be doing? What does
right,
my life
right,
look like? Because, I
right.
mean, I'm not a spring chicken,
right,
but I'm not ready for the slaughterhouse yet.
I like that.
That's good.
I've never heard that. I'm not a spring chicken, but I'm not ready for the slaughterhouse. You know, it's a very visual. It's
yeah.
very visual.
That's a good tagline right there.
It's a good that's right. A joyful take to healthy living if you're not a spring chicken and you're not ready for the slaughterhouse.
Well, that's a mouthful.
You know, I'm going to, but that's all right. I'm going to go on this, you know, I'm going to go on the nursing home circuit of comedian. I want to be
there you go.
Comedian
yeah,
on
there
stage.
You go.
But what I would ask, getting back to we're having too much fun.
Yeah.
But what I would ask is, what is this information going to do for me? What's the value of the information? I definitely would ask that. MRI, because it's not invasive, I would do that. So, well, good luck. I like it. You're not ready for the slaughterhouse. No, none of us really are. I want to let you know that's the problem.
Sure.
That's the challenge. Okay. Well, thanks.
Well, thank you so much for
You're
this
welcome.
Information and for everything you do.
Okay. You take care. Thank you. Thanks for your
you
compliment.
Too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for that call at 800-462-7413. That's 800-462-7413. You can leave a message anytime. You can leave a voicemail for us. Let's go to one of those voicemails. Here's a caller from Michigan.
About 5 years ago, my doctor prescribed a statin for me, and it made me very nervous and upset. So she said, we'll try another one. So she tried a different statin. Now it's 5 years later, and my current doctor says she thinks I ought to take a statin. And so I tried it, and she said, promise me that you'll try it for 30 days. Well, I made it to 21 days and called her, and I said, I just can't take this. It makes me nervous. It makes me upset. But mostly I'm having nightmares and waking up in a way I never, haven't for years. Now she wants me to go on Repatha, but it is a shot, and it lasts for 3 months. And holy cow. If it's a pill, I can quit taking it. But if it's a shot and I take it, won't I just be throwing away 3 months if it doesn't work? Love to hear what you have to say. Thank you.
A lot of issues and some really good questions. So first of all, statins are great drugs. They don't just reduce cholesterol. A lot of drugs that reduce cholesterol do not reduce heart attack and stroke. Niacin in large doses is a good example. We gave it for years and frankly, pretty worthless, except for certain people who have an increase in triglycerides. Statins can cause nightmares. I had a patient when he was on a statin, and in the middle of the night, he would be kicking his wife. I mean, they can cause nightmares, some people. So let's talk about the statins for just a minute. For some people, taking an incredibly low dose of statin twice a week or three times a week can be enough to make a major difference in their risk of heart attack and stroke. So she or my patient, there's several different statins. They're not all the same. They're similar. I would say, let's try the half the minimum dose. So for Lipitor, which goes up to 80 milligrams, if she were my patient, I would say take a 10 milligram tablet, cut in half, do 5 milligrams, do it 3 days a week. Let's see if that works. And if they tolerate that, let's do their cholesterol like a couple of months later and see what the result is. So for many people, they actually can tolerate it if they don't take it daily. And so a lot of doctors are stuck in it should be daily, but actually every other day or every third day can actually produce that. So that's one issue. And taking it for 30 days in a row, I can just see she continued to have side effects. But tiny doses, 2 or 3 days a week might work. That's what I would say. Repatha is an injectable drug, very expensive. It has to be essentially, you need pre-authorization. And it is a drug that actually works, but she's right. You take an injection. I don't remember if it's once every 30 days or once every 90 days, but she's right. If she has a side effect from that, different from a statin, but all drugs have side effects, it might stay in your system for that period of time. So I would be reticent, like she is, to take that. And then you have to look at your family history. It's not just your cholesterol. What about your mom? What are your dad? Make sure you're not smoking. Make sure you exercise. It's not the end of the world if you don't take a drug for cholesterol. And if you can't tolerate it, then forget it and do other things to make sure you reduce your risk. That's the important thing.
800-462-7413. That's 800-462-7413. All right, before the break, Zorba, we're not shy about taking a compliment or two from our lovely listeners, right?
Not at all.
We'll pat ourselves
not
on the back. All right, the following email came from a listener named Dar in Appleton, Wisconsin. Dr. Zorba, Tom, and Carl, I was so sad to hear that you will not be on the radio after September. I understand, but it's still sad.
Yes.
I listen weekly and have received so much good advice. I was able to meet Dr. Pastor years ago at an event in Appleton. I cornered you at a break with, do you remember this being cornered? Probably not. It's probably happened a lot. With a personal question, your advice was spot on and a big relief to me. Best of wishes to all of your staff. That's nice, Dar.
How wonderful.
That's very nice.
I've done a lot of events.
Yeah.
And people do corner me, and I don't remember.
Not in a bad way, right? A corner doesn't have to be a negative thing.
But they're very, they're very nice, and it's always humbling. I have to tell you, it's humbling. I used to be embarrassed. I mean, it's the same emotion when people say, thank you very much, I listened to you, and you changed my life. You gave me some advice. And I think you changed your life because the person did, and I gave information, and I'm always kind of embarrassed. And then Dr. Seton, the Dalai Lama's doctor, said to me, you shouldn't be embarrassed. You should be thankful, and you should thank them. Mm. And so I've never gotten over that emotion. Mm. I am always embarrassed when people say that. If I don't know them and they say something, I have that same emotion. But I thank them because that's what they can do. They took the advice, and it was worthwhile. And that's what we've been doing on the show for 35 years. That's what I will continue to do. With my media presence, which will expand from the show in Always Media. Sort of sounds like a show or something, Always Media, but it's not. But once again, if you search for me, you're going to get other stuff because I frankly can't stop it because I think it's really important for us to give good medical information so people are empowered to make good decisions and make up their mind for themselves, not that somebody else decides it. They decided, so like this woman we just did, who said, look, I've tried these statins, I've tried the other drug, I'm concerned. Then, she can say to her physician, I'm not going to take any drug, or I want to try a little minor dose. I can make a decision, and I want to do that for mine, and that's my choice.
Well, I'm going to embarrass you some more here, Zorba. This is a message from Christy, a listener, Christy, who writes, I first listened to your program during the early weeks of the move my husband and I made to Madison 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. During one show, you made a comment about, quote, the beige American diet.
Yeah, right.
I love it. And that's how, that's now the standard that's by which we judge the quality of nearly every meal we consume.
That's right.
It's truly a phrase that has stuck with us over the years and become an inside joke and part of our household language. In a silly and offhanded way, you've had an enormous positive impact on our diet and health.
Thanks.
And I just wanted to write in and thank you for that memory and lifestyle trajectory shift. It's been a delight listening in. Thanks for all the education and advocacy you've provided to the community. I'll always associate you and your show with the excitement of a new chapter and a fresh start.
Oh, nice.
I hope new and exciting opportunities await you.
They do await.
They do.
And, and if you look at me, Carl, right now, I'm turning red.
You're embarrassed.
I actually am turning
red.
Yes,
that's very sweet, Christy.
Yeah, but that's very, very sweet and very heartfelt. And I really appreciate it. It makes me feel really good.
That's great.
Thank you for that comment.
Has Dr. Zorba helped you out? Please share your story with us. You can just post on our Facebook page or send us an email at
zorba@wpr.org.
We have much more of the show to come. We'll have more of your calls. We'll tackle another interesting healthy living topic and more emails as well. So keep it right here on Zorba Pastor on Your Health from PRX. Carl Christensen in Buck Studio. I'm sitting across the desk from Zorba Pastor.
That's me.
He's a real doc, and he's really right here.
I am here.
And you can hear him.
That's right.
Thanks for listening to the show all these years.
Thank you. It's amazing. Seriously.
If you have a question for the good doc, call the show, 800-462-7413. That's 800-462-7413. But before we get back to those calls, Zorba, another healthy living topic. A CDC panel has been casting doubt on the Hep B vaccine.
Okay. So when we look at this, we have to look behind the scene.
Okay.
I think this is important. I want to get for a minute to AI, and I'll tell you why it's important. So when AI looks at this, what they do is they curate information from a bunch of sites, and you don't know where they curate the information. So AI might say, oh, CDC panel says I shouldn't use hepatitis B. But if you don't go behind the scene, behind the curtain, you have to look. So first of all, the CDC panel, which used to be made up of scientists, is not made up of scientists.
Huh, okay.
That's right. Basically, it's a non-science anti-vaccine panel.
Okay.
Period. So you got to look at that. In other words, they used to be sort of credible, what's pro-vaccine, what's not, but these are an anti-vaccine panel. That's important. I'm not going to go into the politics of that, but you've got to know when it says a title might be CDC panel has been questioning, where does it come from?
Mm-hmm.
But let's look at hepatitis B. I think it's important. So when they first started doing Hep B, I wondered whether or not we needed it. I mean, I was one of those people.
Oh, really?
One of my mentors, a guy named Bob Mendelsohn, was very anti-vaccine. And I wondered, you know, do we really have to have certain vaccines? So I was part of that whole kind of, not movement, but I was an adherent that some vaccines, why do we need it? Well, first of all, hepatitis B, if you get it, first of all, it can be serious illness. You can die from it, hepatitis B. A certain number of people die. But it is a major cause of cirrhosis and liver failure and death later on.
Hmm.
You get Hep B, and there's no cure for hepatitis B. Your body gets it. You can become a chronic Hep B person, and it can lead to cirrhosis, and is a major cause of liver failure, which has been, I think it's double of what it was maybe 10 years ago, a huge increase in liver failure. Because liver failure is also caused by too much alcohol, big thing in Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
and by something called fatty infiltration of the liver, which used to be called NASH, which was an MSL-ALD, which has to do with the fact that when we get obese, we get fat in our liver. Our liver then becomes inflamed, more likely to get cirrhosis.
Mm.
Combine that with hepatitis B, and we are going to look at a massive number, looking 10 years and 20 years down the line, of more liver failure. So basically, there are about 18,000, 20,000 cases of Hep B in kids under the age of 10 in the country. We know that Hep B is not a common problem all over, but we know that it's a common problem in certain areas. So when the feds years ago said every child should get immunized with Hep B, it was very useful. You don't see children with hepatitis B anymore unless they've decided they're either anti-vaxxers or they're Southeast Asian immigrants that often have hepatitis B, they may bring in with them because it's a common common sort of infection in Southeast Asia. So what's the bottom line here? I have a couple of things. First of all, number one, makes sense. Don't believe everything you read. Why do you listen to the show? Because you don't want to believe everything you read. You want to make a decision yourself. Number two, AI comes in and says, CDC panel cast doubt on hepatitis B. Prior to this, you could have said, hey, the CDC panel is made up of doctors and scientists who I trust. You can't do that anymore. That's the unfortunate thing. So the answer for some of these things is talk to your physician. You have a question about what's the right thing to do for your child. You can make that decision. You should make the decision. I don't want the government to make the decision for me. If the CDC panel passes that hepatitis B should not be given to children, insurance won't pay for it.
Hmm.
So your insurance won't pay for it. So you bring your child in and you say, I want to get Hep B. And your doctor may say, well, that'll be $500. And you're going to say, wait a minute. Why isn't it free? Right now it's free. So unfortunately, politics and information and science, we are at a crossroads. And the answer is listen to shows like this so you can make the right decision for yourself. And once again, look on the net for reliable sources and make your own decision.
800-462-7413. That's 800-462-7413. Okay, Zorba, let's take a listener tip. The following email came from Vivian at Morning Glow Farm in Keel, Wisconsin. Vivian writes, Zorba, to stop those sneezing fits, blow your nose as soon as they start. A foreign object has been inhaled and starts the sneezing. After one or two achoos, blow your nose and that will clear your nostrils. Huh. This also works during cold season. Mm-hmm. I do this all the time after a sneeze or two and have not had a cold in years. Uh-huh. Vivian continues, I hope this helps and you and your listeners.
Well,
I'm going to say that again, so one more time. Vivian continues, I hope this helps you and your listeners. I love your show and I've learned so much. Thank you.
I will try this because probably for the last decade, mm-hmm. when I sneeze, I sneeze 8 to 10 times.
Always.
I have no idea why.
Number of sneezes.
Well, I have no idea. I count it actually because I try to stop beforehand. It doesn't work. Mm-hmm. It's a histamine reaction of some sort. But I've never tried to then blow my nose.
Try it.
I've held my nose, but I've never tried to. Oh, I'm definitely going to try it. I'm not going to start sneezing here because we won't be able to finish the show. But I am going to try that, and I will write her back. Thank you so much, Vivian. And if you have a question, write us, Zorba at WPR.org.
Have a healthy living tip for the show? Tell us what it is, and Zorba will fire his thoughts right back at you.
I love it.
Because let's face it, folks, Zorba really knows
stuff. That is so much. You know,
it's a lot of.
As I said, you know, you should run into advertising.
It is the penultimate episode.
And once again, Facebook. I'm keeping up my Facebook presence. That is not going to disappear. You know, you will be able to find us on Facebook.
Sounds good. 800-462-7413. That's 800-462-7413. Let's go to a voicemail now. This is from a listener in Missouri.
Yes, I'm trying to find out why you don't recommend immunotherapy for cancer treatment. It was approved by the FDA in 2018. Dr. Jim Allison developed it and knocks out all tumors and 93% of all other cancers.
Well, first of all, he's wrong.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't, there's nothing that knocks out all tumors and 93% of all cancers. Number one, he's wrong. He's also wrong when he said one person is involved with immunotherapy. That's wrong. Because immunotherapy, I did a year of graduate work back in 1969, and basically with Dr. Auerbach, famous, you know, doctor, I was going to I was going to get a PhD in things that are now immunotherapy. So we've been working on this for a long time. And we do have FDA-approved immunotherapy for things such as a stage 4 malignant melanoma. So he's right that we have it. And I'm not against immunotherapy at all. I think it's good. But there's no immunotherapy that gets rid of all these cancers and everything else. That's pie in the sky. It would be great if it were. And if it were, don't you think we'd all be using it? Of course. And as we say in medicine, if it sounds too good to be true, guess what?
It's too good to be true.
That's right.
And I'm not even in medicine. 800-462-7413. That's 800-462-7413. All right, before we head out today, Zorba, we love getting voicemails from folks who want to share their thoughts with us. So it's time again for caller comments.
This is a bunch of caller comments. People calling us with their health tips.
Thanks. We appreciate it.
We do.
Now we know where that song's from. all right, Zorba. This is a first. First up, we have a caller from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Hi. I just wanted to make sure that Dr. Zorba Pastor he's being paid by, I've heard, by antidepressants, the company. To promote antidepressants like Cymbalta and duloxetine. And really, he doesn't talk about how horrible the withdrawal symptoms of Cymbalta and duloxetine, I mean, it's the same thing, duloxetine are. And he needs to really cut back and not promote these kind of drugs that are so difficult to get off. Because once you get on that medication, it is extremely, extremely difficult to wean off of it.
Not true.
Okay.
Not true. So some drugs like alprazolam, the benzodiazepines, Valium, alprazolam, lorazepam, those are actually tougher to get off of. Antidepressants, when you if you take them, they're extremely useful drugs. They've dropped the risk of suicide and other things. They are a boon. They are great medications. Do they work for everyone? Of course not. Nothing works for everyone. And for many people, when they get off of them, they have to get off of them over a 4 to 6 week period. It's not impossible to get off of them, by no means. So obviously, this particular caller feels they should be used, and I should stand by the fact that they're difficult to get off of them. And the fact is, probably half the people stop taking them suddenly themselves, if not three quarters. So if you have trouble on the drugs and you want to get off, you need a slow taper. Your doctor can do that, and your pharmacist can help.
All right. And finally, Zorba, here is a listener from right here in Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, Tom Castle here. Very sorry to hear about the show ending. When I moved from Chicago to Madison, Wisconsin, Zorba was my first doctor here.
Oh.
If it wasn't for the insurance company, I would still be. Anyway, it was a great show. It's a terrible loss for public radio. And I look forward to hopefully seeing you around teaching med students. I'm also a standardized patient. Take care, guys. Thanks for some really, really good shows.
How wonderful.
That's
just
nice.
A wonderful thought.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, Zorba will be around, though. He'll be around.
And coming, I'm a Chicago boy, coming from somebody from Chicago.
Yeah.
I take that for an extra. Yeah, I will be around. I will be a media presence. Search for me on the web. You will find me. Well, you won't find me. It's virtual. I'm actually here over there. So,
do you have a tip or comment for the show? Just send us an email at
Zorba@WPR.org.
Should we do this again next week,
Absolutely.
Zorba?
Absolutely.
Why not? If you missed anything during the show or you just want to stream the show online anytime, visit us on the web
at ZorbaPastor.org and of course through Facebook.
And don't forget, you can call us
anytime.
How many times are we going to do that? Anytime at 800-462-7413. Zorba Pastor on Your Health is a production of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is not intended as a medical diagnosis, so please do check with your doc. Our executive producer is me, Carl Christensen, and our technical director is Brad Kohlberg. Our theme music is by Leo and Ben Sidran. For Zorba Pastor, I'm Carl Christensen, asking you to join us on the next Zorba Pastor on Your Health.
From WPR.
Did you miss something on today's show? Simply go to ZorbaPastor.org to catch up on all things Zorba. There you will find recipes from the show, links to the Facebook page, Zorba's Healthy Living articles, and you can subscribe to the weekly podcast. On the web, that's ZorbaPastor.org.